Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Obert Lee Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. Christian Derisa, taken with the 23rd pick in this year's draft to start at left tackle for the Minnesota Vikings, has traveled to Philadelphia and had a minor procedure to repair a nagging groin injury. Now, a person with knowledge of the situation spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the team was not releasing details, confirmed the procedure. Now, Derisa will be out for the next few weeks. Vikings, Broncos, preseason football at U.S. Bank Stadium tomorrow. Kickoff is at 3. It was a Hollywood ending in a Hollywood ballpark. The Chicago White Sox won the Field of Dreams game in Dyersville, Iowa. They blew a 7-4 lead in the ninth inning before Tim Anderson slammed a 2-run walk-off homer in a 9-8 victory over the New York Yankees. Now, Anderson was able to ease the pain of Liam Hendricks, who served up 2-run homers by Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton into the cornfield with 2 out in the ninth to put the Yankees ahead 8-7. But again, Tim Anderson, 2-run walk-off homer, and a Field of Dreams ending as the White Sox, they beat the Yankees 9-8. We should mention our Minnesota Twins were off yesterday. They're going to start a 3-game series at home against Tampa Bay tonight. Pre-game at 6:30. We'll have your first pitch at 7:10. Other baseball scores from yesterday. Wander Franco hit a tie-breaking 2-run homer in the sixth inning to spark the Rays to an 8-1 win over the Boston Red Sox. Shohei Ohtani worked 6 innings. Angels, they beat the Blue Jays 6-3. The A's easily picked up their 7th straight win as Mitch Moreland homered twice. They dismantled the Indians 17-0. The Mariners picked up a 3-1 victory over the Rangers. The Brewers, they clobbered the Cubs 17-4. Jesse Winker launched a grand slam in the second inning before the Reds added 4 more home runs as they thumped the Braves 12-3. Pavin Smith was 3-for-5 with 4 RBIs for the Diamondbacks as they routed the Padres 12-3. The Philadelphia Phillies avoided a 3-game sweep as Bryce Harper hit a first-inning home run, and the Phillies beat the Dodgers 2-1. San Francisco put together a 6-run fourth inning as they hammered the Rockies 7-0. The Mets are within a half game of the NL East leading Phillies as they sweep a 2 from the Nationals yesterday 4-1 and 5-4. And the Cardinals, that's St. Louis. They hang on to beat the Pirates yesterday 7-6. Cardinals get a 3-game sweep. And the Tigers, they were 6-4 winners over Baltimore. Right-hander Jake Arrieta has been released by the Chicago Cubs. Now, Arrieta won a Cy Young Award and helped the Cubs capture a drought-busting World Series championship in his first stint with the club, but he struggled in his second go-around. Arrieta was 5-11 with a 6.88 ERA in 20 starts this season. Orioles slugger Chris Davis has announced his retirement. Now, Davis ends a career in which he became one of baseball's most dominant home run hitters before his production declined amid injury problems. Again, Chris Davis retiring. The Milwaukee Brewers have reinstated All-Star closer Josh Hader from the COVID-19 reserve list. Hader joined several Brewers on the COVID-19 list on August 2nd after he tested positive. Pac-12 teams that cannot play because of COVID-19 issues will likely be forced to forfeit games this season. Now, the conference announced that it's reinstituting its forfeit policy after it modified its rules last season because of the pandemic. Now, last season, a game that could not be played because of COVID-19 problems with either team was canceled or deemed no contest. Well, Kawhi Leonard is staying put, although his return to the Los Angeles Clippers lineup is uncertain. Now, the Clippers have re-signed their free agent superstar 1 week after he opted out of his $36 million option for the upcoming season. Now, Leonard has averaged 26 points, 6.8 rebounds, and 5 assists in his first 2 seasons with his hometown team. Now, he did suffer a partially torn right ACL during the playoffs and missed the Clippers' first Western Conference Finals appearance. Now, Leonard had surgery on his knee a month ago. His status for the upcoming season is unknown, and it's possible that he could miss a good portion of it while rehabbing. Well, the Denver Nuggets have added to their outside arsenal by signing veteran forward Jeff Green to a 2-year, $10 million contract. Green shot a career-best 41.2% from three-point range for the star-studded Nuggets last season, averaging 11 points, 3.9 rebounds, and 1.6 assists in 68 games. The Nuggets are Green's 11th team in 14 NBA seasons. The Winnipeg Jets have agreed to terms with forward Andrew Kopp on a 1-year, $3.6 million contract. Kopp had 15 goals and 39 points in 55 games for the Jets last season, adding 2 assists in 8 playoff games. A Belarusian Olympic sprinter says she feels safe after finding refuge in Poland to avoid punishment at home for criticizing her team officials at the Tokyo Games. Kristina Siemianowska now hopes to focus on how to keep up her world-class sprinting career. In an interview with the Associated Press in Warsaw, she recalls the moments when she sought police protection at the Tokyo airport and the sense of instant relief after being put under protection. The 24-year-old runner says she has already asked Polish officials to help her resume training. Now, her and her husband, they are both in Poland on a humanitarian visa. They're looking forward to a future of freedom, not just for them, but for all people in Belarus. And British 4x100-meter relay silver medalist CJ Uja has been provisionally suspended by the Athletics Integrity Unit for an alleged doping violation at the Tokyo Olympics. Now, Uja was part of a British quartet who finished second to Italy in a close race. If found guilty, Uja and the British team could be stripped of the silver medal. Again, the Twins were off last night, back in action against the Tampa Bay Rays at home. Three-game series at Target Field. Pre-game at 6:30. We'll have your first pitch tonight at 7:10. And that's Kwiatkowski Sports on KATE Radio from the Americana Insurance Press Box. I'm Aaron Worm.